Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. DEI kaput under the Trump administration. A memo out of the Federal Office of Personnel Management directs that all diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave with the responsible agencies to develop plans to lay them off. The president announced a joint venture with three major tech companies on artificial intelligence.
They're starting with this $100 billion investment in physical infrastructure, but that could extend to $500 billion over the course of 4 years. And the first project they're starting with is a data center in Texas. So this is about the future of artificial intelligence and the infrastructure behind it, because to fuel AI development, you need a lot of power, energy, and data centers.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Gaza ceasefire appears to be holding. Israel's top general, Herzi Halevi, resigned on Tuesday, taking responsibility for security failures that tied to the Hamas sneak attack. This is ABC News. The only woman on death row in Oklahoma stands to lose that designation, as we hear from ABC's Brian Clark.
Brenda Andrew was convicted in the 2001 murder of her estranged husband, but her lawyers argued that prosecutors bolstered their weak case with evidence about her sexual history, gender presentation, demeanor, and motherhood, and that created an unfair trial. The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed, writing that evidence was allowed in that violated Andrew's constitutional rights. It's ordered a lower court to review the case to determine if it made the trial fundamentally unfair. Brian Clark, ABC News.
His wife says Jules Pfeiffer was a 5-year-old living in a 95-year-old's body. She's reporting Pfeiffer's death Friday in Richfield Springs, New York. An Oscar and Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, Pfeiffer had a prodigious body of work ranging from a long-running comic strip to plays, screenplays, and children's books. Jules Pfeiffer was 95. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now rank 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past 6 seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past 3. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers, and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Currently, it's 4.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some bipartisan agreement in the Wisconsin legislature on taking care of new moms. Guess who said no? All the details coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Some days I just wish I was in the club with my homies with a little VIP access instead of talking about politics. We all need a break. We're going to take one today eventually from the politics. But before we take that break, we're going to, and by the way, we're going to be talking about a little bit of winter sports, what you do to stay warm, all that good stuff. That'll come a little later in the hour. But first, I want to finish this discussion about the J6 pardons. And then I want to give you a bit of hope in these dark, cold days. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady and economist, political commentator right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can check me out every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. You can also find all of my past episodes on the Civic Media website, Spotify, and Apple Pods, wherever you like to get your pods. And you can always find this show free when you download the Civic Media app. You can take me and my little buddy that comes on after me, Dom Salvi. You got Todd Alba before me, Jane Matinair on air in the 10 o'clock hour, and Earl Ingram from 8 to 10. You can find us all on the Civic Media app, anywhere you may be, crystal clear every single day. Let's get back to these pardons. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. First of all, it's interesting, Cardi. I don't hear anybody claiming that these folks were Antifa anymore, huh? Weird. That just went away. Apparently not Antifa, legit MAGA supporters, and hence they're all pardoned. It's interesting. I mean, how many times did we have to hear that nonsense? And no accountability from Fox News or others who spread those lies. Right, no, right. Oh, I'm sorry, not really Antifa. They're just our people, so they get pardoned. Little ridiculous, in my opinion. And here's the other thing. Donald Trump never said, I'm going to issue blanket pardons. Like, he sort of hat tipped to it. And in that interview right after the election, he said, well, I'm going to look at this on a case by case basis. No, he didn't. Like, why is this okay? Oh, J.D. Vance assured us. Well, of course, he's not going to pardon people who violently attacked police. Yeah, he just did that. Right? Like, no accountability. It is ridiculous. And I truly believe that those pardons yesterday are going to be an absolute stain on American history. I think that will go down like the Japanese internment camps, like separate but equal, right? That is how ridiculous that is. And I can't envision a future that with some perspective is ever going to view that favorably. The best I could come up with, Cardi, and I sat down and I was like, okay, if I really had to put some kind of I don't even want to say positive, more neutral spin on the pardons. The best I could come up with is this. Donald Trump got away scot-free, right? He's paying absolutely no price for the crimes that he clearly committed. No penalty at all whatsoever. So the people that were following his directives and orders and following what he was saying, they pay the highest price. Well, not anymore, they don't, right? Again, I think it will be an absolute stain on American history. And I just, the idea that Vance and Bondi and Trump himself at different times, oh, no, well, we'll take on a case-by-case evaluation. No, they didn't. I don't even think he really talked to Pam Bondi, right? Like, this was all very planned out. Yesterday was a very well-orchestrated advertisement all day long, right? Like, that's what that was. It was an infomercial of BS. And let's not forget who these people are that he pardoned. 387 people that he pardoned assaulted police or members of the media. 289 committed less violent or nonviolent felonies like federal rioting, property destruction, and firearms counts. Firearms counts. Yeah, there were guns. Just saying. Here's a few of these people. Julian Cotter used a can of bear spray to attack Capitol Police officers. One of the officers he sprayed was Brian Sicknick, who died the next day after suffering a stroke. Cotter pled guilty to multiple counts of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers with a dangerous weapon, and he was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Brian Christopher Mock, who bragged that he, quote, beat the SH blankety blank T out of a police officer, who wielded a police officer's baton as a weapon, was sentenced to 33 months in prison and another 2 years of supervised release for six felonies. Peter Stager, sentenced to 52 months in prison for assaulting a Capitol police officer with a flagpole. He declared in a video, they heard him say this, every single one of those Capitol law enforcement officers, death is the remedy, and that is the only remedy they get. Stuart Rhodes, we know that, seditious conspiracy conviction. DJ Rodriguez, sentenced to 12 years in prison for driving a stun gun into the neck of police officer Michael Fanone. After his sentencing, this guy shouted out, Trump won. No, he didn't. Again, 718 guilty pleas, 213 defendants pleaded guilty to felonies, 171 defendants also convicted, including Ralph Joseph Celentano, who grabbed an officer at the Capitol and threw him over a ledge, including Ronald Colton Maccabee, the off-duty sheriff's deputy who grabbed the leg of a fallen police officer and dragged him toward the mob. He was wearing reinforced knuckle gloves, and when another officer tried to help his downed colleague, Maccabee swung at the officer's head and body. He then lifted the first downed officer, and they both slid down a series of steps, with Maccabee falling on top of the officer, who was later hospitalized. How about Vincent J. Gillespie, who grabbed a riot shield from police and can be seen in footage using the shield to ram law enforcement officers while screaming traitor and treason as he points to law enforcement officers. Peter Schwartz, armed with a wooden tire knocker, assaulted a police officer, also using a chair and chemical spray. He boasted via a text message after the fracas that, quote, the first chair at the cops, I started a riot. By the way, he had 40 prior convictions for assaults and threats to officer. He had a 14-year sentence. Ryan Sansell's violent attacks were seen widely as the tipping point in storming the Capitol by the pro-Trump mob. He's been pardoned. Peter Webster, he was an ex-New York cop seen repeatedly pushing at the barricades and then swinging a flagpole at Officer Noah Rathburn before shoving through the police line and tackling the officer. He was serving a 10-year sentence. Yep, that's gone. Pardoned. Historian Ruth Ben Giot, who's been on my show before, said this. Trump's not just trying to keep people loyal to him. He's also letting elites and his base know that any future violence they plan or commit in the interests of returning Donald Trump to power will be forgiven. That, my friends, is the two-tier justice system. Rules for thee, but none for me. They have access. They have influence. Why? Not because they're rich, but because they'll do Donald Trump's bidding. That is not a justice system. It is not a legal system. It is not democratic. And by the way, just on the point of the Biden pardons, all of them writ large, I certainly understand them. But they were a terrible, no good, very bad idea. Because what is to prevent Donald Trump from, I don't know, tomorrow, issuing sweeping, broad, preemptive pardons for everyone in his cabinet? Like, oh, I have immunity. Let me give you immunity. Immunity for you. And you're like, he's Oprah, the Oprah of immunity. Immunity for you and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. What? Can you imagine? So, not just Trump being above the law, but anybody that works for him, anyone that commits violence in the interests of Donald Trump, you all are above the law. Is that where we're at? By the way, he likes to talk about free speech. Where does free speech sit in all that? Because in the America that I know and love, I could stand in the middle of J6 protesters or a BLM crowd and say things that either one of those groups of people disagreed with and not fear for my life. Come on, man, as my colleague Earl Ingram likes to say. This is where we're at. I'm going to take a few more callers and texts before we move on to what I am going to say is the hopeful take, the hopeful next step, the historical hopeful reminder, because this is bad, right? Patrick from the 608, Maggie, can you please post the link to the January 6th insurrectionists info that you were just sharing? Sure can. Patrick will put in the show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. Gary from Madison says Trump is a coward and lazy. He did a blanket pardon, which should be considered a criminal act. Wes from Middleton, the bad guys won, Maggie. I'm at a loss. Going to be very hard to get our democracy back on track. We're now on par with Russia and Venezuela. No, we're not, Wes. Take heart. I'm going to give you a little hope. And the hope resides in each and every one of us. And it resides in our willingness to continue to speak the truth, to do so matter-of-factly, to try to do so respectfully, but also to not allow ignorance and hate to take over all of this dialogue. And from Chippewa Falls, the back the blue Republicans. This is strange. They try to stand behind that slogan, but it's just a gimmick to get reelected. They're nothing about backing our police officers, only when it helps them politically. I agree with that. In spades. Joe from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, Maggie. I'm really glad you're focusing on this. And two points I wanted to make. First off, I'm really shocked and sort of surprised that police officers groups have not responded in full force to this. The fraternal.
Yes. Joe, hang on the line. I'll come back to you. We got to take care of some quick business. Yeah, you mean like the Milwaukee Police Association who endorsed Donald Trump? That's weird. That's weird. We'll talk about it. We'll hear more from Joe. I might even be able to squeeze CJ in here if you've got your 5 cents, dime, quarter, or nickel, 25 cents, whatever it is, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show.